The asteroid belt is a fascinating area because it does represent the gold mine of the 21st century. Gold, silver, iron, platinum, any material you want is out there. And out there in enormous tonnages, hundreds of thousands of billions of tons of all the mineral and metal wealth you could imagine. There's enough real wealth out there to make every human being, every man, woman, and child, multi-multi-millionaires. The struggle in the asteroid wars is over who is going to control this wealth. How is it going to be shared? How is it going to be used? Who are the people who go out there and do the work? And how are they rewarded? It's the story of the opening of a new frontier and the struggles that inevitably take place when a frontier is suddenly opened up to human utilization.
Audio Renaissance presents The Rock Rats, Book 2 of The Asteroid Wars, by Ben Bova. Read for you by Scott Brick, Amanda Carr, and cast.
Prologue, Selene. Amanda clutched at her husband's arm when Martin Humphreys strode into the wedding reception, unannounced and uninvited. The Pelican Bar went totally silent. The crowd that had been noisily congratulating Amanda and Lars Fuchs with lewd jokes and lunar rocket juice froze, as if somebody had doused the place with liquid nitrogen. Fuchs patted his wife's hand gently, protectively, as he scowled up at Humphreys. Even Pancho Lane, never at a loss for a quip, simply stood by the bar, one hand holding her drink, the other balling into a fist. The Pelican wasn't Humphreys's kind of place. It was